The government of Myanmar, also known as Burma, is facing a protest of Buddhist clergy. Hundreds of Buddhist monks protested today in Myanmar's biggest city, Yangon, staging a brief protest before dispersing. It was a fourth straight day the monks have marched there. Their activities have given new life to a protest movement that began a month ago after the government raised fuel prices, sparking demonstrations against policies that are causing economic hardship. The Buddhist clergy is highly respected in Burma, and there are reports several monks have stopped accepting alms from high-ranking government officials, effectively removing them from Buddhist fellowship. Mark Farminer is acting director of the Burma Campaign UK. He says the government is worried about the current protests.
This is an enormous problem for them, not only on a religious level, where, as I said, they've effectively been excommunicated from their church, but also in terms of how they suppress this, because the monks are revered throughout the country. So if they would take the normal action that they take against protesters, which is to arrange for their militias to physically attack and beat them, to arrest them and to torture them, or even to open fire on them and shoot to kill, as they have done with peaceful protesters in the past in Burma, they can't do that with monks in the same way, because it could spark even bigger protests in the country. So they have a real dilemma now. And we have heard that senior officials in the regime have been having crisis meetings to decide how to deal with it. But we've also heard, which we're very concerned about, is that there has been a decision that if they feel that the protests reach a scale where they're getting out of control, local army officials have been given permission to use all necessary force to put down the protest.